from flamenco to an art opening to a party bigger than Texas. TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan says, buckle up, your weekend's here.
First off, Belinda Menchaca says you should head to the Guadalupe for their First Friday celebration.
Every first Friday of the month, we have an event called Celebrando Tradiciones, Celebrating Traditions. And tonight's program is flamenco. And it's an all-flamenco show with the Guadalupe Dance Company, with our flamenco singer, Chayito Champion, flamenco guitarist, Steve Arispe, percussionist, Eduardo Rios.
The Guadalupe Theater will be pulsing with rhythms and the music the dancers are dancing to.
So it'll be all live music, and the focus is on style and the rhythms and the traditions of flamenco dance.
If you've been to the flamenco nights before, you can expect something new.
We have included Gino Rivera on violin. So this is a new addition to our musical work.
Also opening tonight at the Blue Star, an oddly named exhibit.
Yes, Fünf, which means five in German.
The Blue Star's Jack McGillivray.
Blue Star has a Berlin residency program, which we started in 2013. We send four San Antonio artists a year to the Künstlerhaus Batanien in Berlin.
Blue Star has been sending artists there for three-month work project residencies for the past 5 years. Therefore, this exhibit's title, Fünf.
All of the work that's on view is influenced by their experiences in Berlin.
And one of those artists is Amara Miller.
So what I've created for Fünf is a series of 55 hand-blown glass bells, and each one has a meteorite.
You heard right. The bell ringers are small meteorites. The art's concept links back to an Apollo experiment on the result of lunar meteor crashes.
If a meteor impacts the moon, it just keeps ringing and ringing. And so this first experiment that they did, the moon basically rang like a bell for 55 minutes.
Thus, her 55 bells and their meteorite ringers. What do they sound like? Like this. Miller's work and that of three other artists is revealed tonight. Then tonight through Sunday, the big one, Folklife.
It's the biggest cultural event in Texas. This is going to be the 48th annual Texas Folklife Festival.
The Institute of Texan Culture's James Benavidez says if you think of Texas as just cowboys and Hispanics, you've got another thing coming.
This is the Irish and the Scottish and the Germans and the Congolese and the Chinese and the Japanese and the Koreans. There are just so many cultures that have come to call Texas home and have contributed their traditions, their music, dance, food, and so much more to the character of our state.
You can sink your teeth into that food, music, and culture on the grounds of the Institute.
There are about 60 artisan craftsmen that are going to be working there in the back 40. It's filled with basket weavers, leather workers, woodworkers. These people want to pass along these skills that helped our ancestors really tame the land.
And while the forecast is hot, the ITC itself is fully air-conditioned. He says park and ride's your best bet. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.